Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll stick in Oregon State. They're on the road to Appalachian State. I believe they are still a slight dog in that game, but not enough if it were home field advantage. They play Appalachian State on Memorial Day, which is not going to be great. What?
Wait, you're looking at me all funky. Memorial Day?
Well, it's their coach that passed away. His name's escaping me right now.
Okay. Gotcha.
It's like Remembrance Day. I should have said Remembrance Day.
Gotcha.
My apologies for his Memorial Day.
Yeah, no, they're going to have some juice. Look, man. I've said this so many times already. I don't like calling for people's jobs. I don't care. Fire him now. Get rid of Scott Barnes has got to go. The president of the university has got to go. If this, honestly, B fans, I'm with you here in the sense of, the changes. I hope App State beats the living crap out of Oregon State. I hope they embarrass them to the point where there is no choice, but a vote of no confidence has to take place and everyone is gone.
Might have to come from the gov, from the governor.
You know what I mean? Like, you're just looking at that going, absolutely not.
I'm going to be a positive note on this. Give me Oregon State in this game. I think Oregon State wins this game. I think if they can come out with the kind of energy they came out against Houston and play the kind of game they played against Houston and shore up some of those mistakes, give me the Beavs.
But here's the thing. We just heard Nemec. Players are looking for ways out.
Yeah, but you can't mail it in. You still can't mail it in. You might be looking for a way out, but you still can't all of a sudden, you know, take a dive in a
Brother,
football game.
App State is a favorite.
Understood. Only by a point and a half. Neutral site, Oregon State.
It's App State.
Yeah, fair enough. Look at me trying to back you Beavs up.
This was an FCS school.
That is true. They once beat Michigan, though. I watched that game live.
Look, that's the most historic win in their program's history. It's a hell of a win.
That's one of the most historic wins in college football history.
But we're so far removed from that.
It's like, a long time ago.
That should tell you every single thing you need to know about this game.
The other game in the Pacific Northwest will be the Huskies taking on the Terps in Maryland across country. Both these games are 12:30 kicks. You can see this Husky-Maryland game on the Big Ten Network. Washington favored by 5.5. Old Dirt Johnson, he likes the Huskies to go down in this game.
Well, he likes the Huskies to go down in every game.
I don't think it's that. I think the line
he dropped on Furness this morning.
I missed the interview, which you can go back and check out on the Odyssey app.
He said some version of, because, you know, Furness works with Softy up in Seattle, and he goes, yeah, tough game for Washington. Hopefully, I think he said Bellevue Community College gave him a win to cheer for. And I was like, he's like, I can't help myself. I'm sorry. I'm like, yeah, I get it.
I'm the opposite of Andy on this. I think UW will have a nice bounce back, but I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I know a lot about
Maryland.
Well, they're
flying across the country, and Washington's still a 5.5-point favorite.
Yeah.
So they're saying they're on a neutral field, they're more than a touchdown favorite.
I like that offense. That defense, though, they got to show me something. Plus, I'm trying to go for the over and wins. Not going to lie, this is a little gambling-based.
Yeah,
look
at you taking the over on your hated Huskies. Was that tough for you?
Yes. But so, dollars are dollars,
right?
Dollars are dollars.
Did you go pick up your Guardians bet?
No, I had a conversation with the wife. We're gonna pick it up and go up there together and have dinner.
Oh, there you go.
So it'll, you know, my winnings will pay for my appetizers.
Oh, say, are we getting a little resi at Michael Jordan Steakhouse?
I don't know what we're going to do. I haven't looked at the restaurants yet, but I think we decided to have date night up there.
Well, if you do that, make sure you get the beer. They'll do the stencil, or they'll do the Jumpman logo on the top of your beer.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
It's kind of a cool little deal.
Side note, Big Ten schedule this weekend, woof.
I'll say it.
Woof.
It's, ass.
Woof.
This is a, I'm not watching the Big Ten this week.
Four ranked matchups. I asked Rusty this before you got in. Which of these games are you more interested in? Wisconsin at Michigan, Illinois at Purdue, Penn State at UCLA, Minnesota at Ohio State. If you're just looking at ranks. If you're just looking at ranks.
You're not learning anything from any of these schools.
You can't sleep with us.
It's rough.
It's probably Michigan because I want to get my eyes on Michigan's ahead of...
You know, I was going to say the same thing. I think for me, it's Michigan because I want to watch the kid again. I want to see Bryce, how he's progressing.
And I want to get my eyes on them ahead of USC.
I also want to know how far can it fall for Wisconsin?
Right?
Look, I'm not a... Wisconsin is one of those Big Ten teams as a kid that grew up rooting against the Big Ten and and now I don't really care about the Big Ten anymore. I just watch college football.
You just kind of liked them?
Yeah. No, I didn't like them, but I didn't. They weren't the Penn State, Michigan, Ohio State. They live in like an Iowa world where I was kind of like, there's Wisconsin.
There's a respect there.
Yeah. I was like, Ron Dane, Monty Ball. Yeah. Russ Wilson. Yeah. Let's go.
Fun.
Yeah. Barry Alvarez, Brett Bielema.
Yeah. Barry.
I loved that Wisconsin stuff.
Look, the fickle of it all. So.
Where I get in a fickle.
Yeah, Luke Fickell is a coach that I want to like.
And like, I can't. I'm out.
Like I'm like, why is this not working here? Is it because you are not, you know, Bielema? Is it because you're not, is it because you're jacked? Do you have to be a beer belly, just Wisconsinite through and through in order to coach that team?
I guess.
Like, do you have to, does your come cholesterol have to be at a certain level to be successful at that program?
Come hire me.
You know what I mean?
I got the beer belly for you.
Like, when I think of Wisconsin, that's what I think of. I think of big guy on the sideline. Meanwhile,
that's true. Barry Alvarez, Brett Bielema.
Yeah.
In a big red coat.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Fickell's jacked.
I don't like it.
It's like, there's not enough cheese curds and beer.
You can actually jump around. I want a guy that can't jump around.
I want
around.
A guy who's telling everybody, hey, guys, be careful. You know what I mean?
Don't tear an ACL.
Fickell looks like he could get out and get in a three-point stance and kick somebody's ass.
All right, next is...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.